All right, home stretch, Area 45, Sports Radio 610, Patrick Crate and Chris Partee, Chris Santiago. As we get down here in the home stretch, there is a fight coming up in July.
Mm.
Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, really? How old is Manny now?
Manny is 46.
That's it? Really older than that.
Manny is 46. He hasn't fought in 4 years. Last time we saw him, he looked very much like he was 42.
He looked his age.
when he got a unanimous decision by Jordanes Ugas. Now, 4 years later, he is somehow getting a title fight against Mario Barrios July 19th in Las Vegas, the MGM Grand. And if Pacquiao wins, he's going to break two records. Number one, he's going to be the first member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame to win a world title, because usually you get inducted after you retire.
Yeah.
And he was retired, but maybe they want to change the retirement to 5 years after you retire, because it's 4 years after he retired, and now he's back.
With boxers, it might need to be 10.
Yeah, right?
You just don't know with them.
He would also be the oldest fighter to ever become welterweight champion, breaking his own record when he beat Keith Thurman for the WBA welterweight title at age 40. Pac-Man says he likes to make history.
Apparently.
Over the last 4 years, he has run a failed presidential campaign, a failed run to be a senator in the Philippines.
It happens.
And after his political career is completely unraveled, probably spent a lot of money.
He's
He's a guy who owed a lot of money in the Philippines.
Mm.
Coming back for a world title fight after not fighting for 4 years does make you wonder, like, what is going on right now?
Does it say what he's making for this fight?
I'm sure he is making
a pretty penny, right?
Something in the eight-figure range.
Gotta be. For him to come back after not fighting for 4 years?
And for Barrios, this is probably the biggest payday he's ever going to get.
Yeah. So he's got to be all for it. Like, yeah, bring Manny back.
So this is, you know, for the WBC welterweight title. And not only is he coming back to fight for the title, but he firmly believes he is going to win this title.
Of course he does.
And his advisor told everybody when he beats Mario Barrios, his dream fight is Tank Davis. He wants to fight Tank Davis. He has tried. He said his advisor claims he's tried to get that fight for a couple of years. Manny can get this belt, and it's going to be a wonderful ride out. I absolutely do not want to see a legend, a fan favorite like Manny Pacquiao get the ever-living snot kicked out of him by Tank Davis. If you thought, you know...
So you're not down with this.
You know, very rarely have we seen Manny Pacquiao just, you know, eat it. Right? I mean, there's... The only fight where I remember Manny Pacquiao just, you know, absolutely eating the mat was the last fight against Barrera when he got knocked out.
Yeah.
That is the only time I can ever remember Manny straight up eating. Oh, sorry, Marquez.
Marquez. Well, yeah.
So the fourth fight, he got put to sleep.
I do remember that, actually.
He and Marquez fought so many times. In fact, the previous time, he got knocked out by Marquez in their fourth fight in 2012.
Wow.
They had fought.
Feels like so long ago.
They had fought the year before, and he won a majority decision. Before that, he won a split decision. He did actually beat Barrera in the unanimous decision back in 27. But Juan Manuel Marquez is the guy who I was thinking of, you know, the four fights where they had a split decision draw, right? He won a split decision. He won a majority decision. And then he absolutely got knocked freaking cold. And that is the
face down on the canvas.
Face down. And that is the only time I think he's ever been face planted like that. If he fights Tank Davis, he's getting face planted.
It's going to happen again. Now, is that more so an age thing that he's just long, just far past his prime?
Way too old to be fighting Tank Davis.
Yeah, I think Tank is, what, 30, 31, somewhere in there?
Unless Tank deliberately takes it easy on him.
I don't see him doing that. I don't see him taking it easy on Pacquiao. I just don't.
It's I don't know why you would.
I can't see him really any fighter taking. I mean, if he's going to get in the ring, then he should be ready to go. You don't need no passes.
You know, and
no matter how old you are.
It's like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna put a legend on my resume.
Just because you old don't mean you can't get your ass knocked out.
I don't want to see Manny in what would, to me, definitely be his final fight, because Tank would retire him.
I mean, how realistic do you think it is that we get that fight? Just looking at it right now.
I don't
now.
Think he's going to beat Barrios.
Okay.
And if he does...
That's the caveat there.
If he does beat Barrios...
Lord help us all.
Well, look, Manny's not... I don't think Manny's got anything enough to knock somebody out.
Not anymore.
And his hand speed is no longer what it once... The legendary hand speed it used to be.
I mean, he's 46. It can't be.
If he beats Barrios, it's got to be like he catches him with one that Barrios just never saw coming.
Yeah.
And floors him. And I don't know that he's got the strength to floor him anymore. Yeah. Otherwise, the only way he wins is if he gets on the bike and pop, 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 run away, pop, 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 run away, because dude's 46 years old. This isn't George Foreman fighting in his 40s where, you know, he's just going to hit you with blunt force trauma and blast you straight in the face.
No.
He doesn't have that kind of power anymore. He doesn't have that kind of, I mean, it's just, that's not Pac-Man.
Is Pacquiao the most exciting fighter that you've personally been able to witness?
He is one of the most exciting fighters.
Is he the most exciting?
No.
I'm talking about you personally, like that you've seen, you've watched over the years. Most exciting.
Most exciting? I mean, look, I grew up with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I did too.
Tommy Hearns.
Yeah.
You know, Tommy Hearns didn't win a lot of his, you know, big time fights. He didn't beat Marvin Hagler. He didn't beat Ray Leonard.
Yeah.
But those were some of the most incredible, exciting fights you'd ever see. Tommy Hearns was an exciting damn fighter, man. If you think about Tommy Hearns, who, you know, that Hagler fight in the first round, I don't think there was another human alive not named Marvin Hagler that could have withstood the onslaught that Tommy Hearns unloaded on him.
Hit me.
If it wasn't for the fact that Marvelous Marvin Hagler had a chin of absolute effing stone, that fight's over 2 minutes into the first round.
Would have been out of there. Huh?
Nobody should have been able to take that many hits. But Hagler, this is why Hagler's an all-timer. And this is why, you know, when Ray Leonard got a BS decision over Marvin Hagler, he went right back into retirement and ducked his ass. He knew. We all knew. Marvin Hagler beat Ray Leonard, and the fix was in.
But yeah, as far as excitement goes, you're putting Pacquiao in that upper echelon of most exciting
Pacquiao
fighters.
Pacquiao would get in there and just
mix it up. Yeah, he'd mix it up.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That hand speed, he'd get in there and just mix it up. That's ultimately why he lost to Marquez the last time.
Yeah.
Because he was in there mixing up. Marquez got him.
Yeah.
In his prime.
Oh yeah. Prime Pacquiao.
Ever watch. Does it for us for tonight. Thanks to Lou Savarese, former heavyweight contender.
Definitely.
Joining us earlier today, my man Chris Santiago on the other side of the glass at the Master Controls. CP Chris Partee filling in for the lazy Sean Bajani. I am Patrick Creighton. Have a great night. It's time! That was a good round, man.
That was.
We didn't even get to the last one.
Oh, no, we didn't get to both last ones.
Oh, we got two more? Okay. We got to two. We got through two.
Yeah, we only got to two. There were four. We only got to two. We got ourselves a nice rowdy little conversation. Love that.
Round two. Fight.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.